Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in the Intercom Broadcast Facility is a Grammy winner. He sold over 30 million records, 17 top 40 hits. Lord almighty, I'm getting goosebumps. He's a fine actor and a best-selling author. Please welcome Mr. Rick Springfield to the show.
Scott's a fanboy.
couldn't be anybody else after that little bunch
be
of
you.
Songs, right?
It's got to be
a bunch
you.
Of songs, of tunes.
You know, a funny thing, at Rick Springfield came here much like one of the guys on our show, Brad Blanks. He was hustled over from Australia after he was a big star there and was thrown into the L.A. Hollywood star-making machinery.
And almost chewed up.
Everybody was going to tell it. They were telling imagine. Him what to wear, oof. What to do, what kind of music. And one day he went like this, screw all of you. I'm going to do what I do. Isn't that the way it went pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. I came over and they thought, stuck me in teen magazines and all that stuff. I'd never seen a teen magazine, so I just thought it was a music magazine. And I talked about my music, and the article came out as Rick Springfield, Too Tall to Love. So I figured right there that it was going in a bad direction. So I had to pull a plug.
It's interesting you say this in light of everything that's going on in Hollywood, because it really does happen to men, too.
Oh, yeah.
Young guys come in the business, and it's like they say, okay, you're a product, and you get shaped.
I remember reading for a part for like an Aquaman or something like that,
right,
Universal back in the 70s, and we had to show up. We had to show up in Speedos. Right, had to walk into this room in Speedos, and guys are asking me for dates and stuff, and I'm going, dude, I just want to act.
Yeah, I just want to do my thing.
I don't need all that other stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, there is definitely sexual harassment going
Rick,
on.
Yeah. Rick, you don't understand. That goes with the singing out here.
Well, I you survived, and and that's a great word for the way that you've conducted yourself, because, you know, there's always that peak where you hit, and you had Jesse's Girl and all those other songs up there, and you continue to pursue your craft, and you still make great music.
Yeah, it's the most fun for me. I mean, I love what I'm doing, and people ask me when I'm going to retire. I don't take that very well. It's like, you know, like yeah. Get off! You're done. Go.
Usually, it's not someone who's seen you perform, because you still put, you know,
oh, yeah, it's
put 100% of yourself in there.
Yeah, well, I've got a new record out that I'm really proud of. It's a kind of a blues-based record, the Snake King. So, and it'll upset a few people. So,
good.
I like to do that too.
That's good.
Yeah, I like to poke changes. Fingers in eyes sometimes. Yeah.
But you're still doing a lot of road work. You're doing a lot of concerts and shows, and you still have a great band that travels with you. And
so I have the killer band. They are monsters.
Hmm. You know, it's funny because when a lot of times I'll talk to somebody who went to see you, will give away some tickets or something, and they call and like, you won't believe this. He's still good.
Gosh, thanks.
Once you got out of the wheelchair, it's freaking awesome.
How much time do you spend on the road of the year?
We do about 80 to 100 shows, right?
Wow.
And it depends on kind of acting stuff, too. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
We've... when I did the movie here, I was actually, which is when I really fell in love with New York. I was here for about 2 months,
mm-hmm.
living here. We did the Meryl Streep movie, the Ricky and the Flash, and
we
had an apartment on Lafayette, and it was it was awesome.
And
we were set to go to Australia for a tour on, and then that movie came up, so we canceled that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tweeted honestly, if Jonathan Demme and Meryl Streep had asked me to wash their cars, I would have canceled them and brought my own bucket and mop, you know?
We're talking to Rick Springfield, who's got this new album out called Snake King. We'll play a little bit of that in a minute. When you did True Detective Season 2, you got great reviews. Now, obviously, you're in a situation where you can do what you love or what you want to do, but you really don't seem like you've chased that acting business that much.
I love acting. I mean, I really got into it originally out of completely naive, you know, said, between record deals. I said, well, I'll become an actor so I can make some money between record deals, which was completely insane.
Sure, just go ahead.
All the kids in the acting class with me were waiting tables until they got an acting gig. So it was pretty stupid. But I did actually land some gigs, and it paid the light bill for a while. Really? But I now I've really fallen in love with acting. I love it, and the writing is incredible now. I mean, some of the writing on the TV shows is just monster.
Well, I think that's the beauty of not just cable, but also all the other Netflix, all those other avenues.
Insane
stuff.
It
stepped up the game, right?
I think they're better than movies. They're written better than movies now.
Yeah. I go back to that guy waiting tables trying to be a star, and they said, I was in there with this guy. I was trying out for this part with Rick Springfield. You know, he's got a other job just like me.
He's a rock star.
He was out at the L.A. Coliseum, and he was doing a show out there. He offered me some tickets.
Now he's in a Speedo.
Well, I hesitate to believe that you would ever be back again as Noah Drake. Is that dead?
It's coughing up blood. It's not dead, but it's coughing up blood.
That's not the true detective kind of acting, but...
Yeah, I mean, I owe General Hospital for sure. And I went back for the 50th anniversary
and redid
the character for a couple of weeks. But it's the hardest acting gig in the world. Sure. It's like they give you 30 pages and say, here, you got this tomorrow, right? So for me, soaps were about line memorization. I mean, I was like always struggling to remember the dialogue. Mm-hmm. And that's not what acting's about, because people always say, well, how do you remember all those lines? Well, that's like saying, well, building a house, that's just picking up the hammer, you know, to remember the lines. Right. The whole point is to, you know, put yourself into the part. And I had a tough time doing that with soaps because I was always struggling trying to remember all the dialogue.
Yeah. It takes you off of your game.
Yeah, you're trying to get into about the words. What you're supposed to be feeling, and you know, that's anyway. That's just acting crap.
The thing about acting, I did some acting crap back in the day. But the thing about soaps too is, unless you really like have a stroke on the set, they don't go back and fix things.
No,
just let it go.
And sometimes, if it works for the storyline, they'll leave the stroke in.
Yeah.
There's hilarious stories about I heard when I was on General Hospital in the 80s about the early days when they just went live to TV. Mm-hmm. There was no like to tape and then live.
Right.
There's guys like they rehearse. This one guy was rehearsing and he didn't have a phone, so he just, you know, did the hand thing with the phone, you know, finger to his ear. So when they came to tape, he did that. And he realized that he didn't have a phone in his hand. He just had his fingers to his ears, like pretending to be a phone, so he just went with it. You know,
why not?
Yeah. That's funny. Rick Springfield with us. We'll take a quick break. He'll be back, and we'll play that brand new song from the brand new album, give you the rundown of where he's going to be in the area. At CBS FM, and the president of the Rick Springfield Fan Club now does the traffic. Here's Sue.
I'm a huge fan. From the Ray Catino Auto
Group. He knows that.
We all know that.
He already knows that. Special guest DJ in here today, Mr. Rick Springfield, on this Monday, January the 8th. You're getting ready to do a tour on an 80s cruise, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're excited, too.
No, it's shipped, you know, the cruise ships. I had my own Rick Springfield cruise for a while.
Wow.
The ship travel is difficult these days. Okay. They got sanitary thing, got hand washing things every 10 steps.
Right.
Floating petri dish. But this is actually a great line. This is a very high class line. And
I really threw you on that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
What's
to.
The cruise
Oh, wow, look at the time. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's going to be with Loverboy, Billy Ocean, Mike and the Mechanics, and that's a cruise.
But who's
No,
the
it's
cruise
great.
Line?
The tubes are there. I mean, it's there's a lot of bands that I haven't seen in a long time, so I said, oh, this will actually be fun.
Right. Now, you don't, the acts don't go on the entire cruise. They fly you in.
I will be on the entire cruise, yeah.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. How long is the last?
But it's great. I've got this big suite. It's got a piano in it.
Wow.
So it'll be really cool.
What are you doing? Someone like Sue is on the boat and chases you around.
He spends a lot of time in the suite.
We have cattle prods.
Cattle prods.
They really work on a boat, boy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
We should also mention that Rick's going to be at the Patch Hog Theater for the Performing Arts this Saturday night. Tickets at rickspringfield.com. Now, I want to talk about the new album. This is the 19th studio album for Rick Springfield.
But who's counting?
But you know, it's funny because you've had 17 songs make the top 40, and most people are happy if they just have one big hit.
Yeah,
and this guy's got 17 of them to his credit.
Well, speaking of Oprah, about like in the 90s, Oprah's people called up and said, "Yeah, we're having a show called One Hit Wonders, and we'd like Rick to be on it."
Oh my gosh.
You're like, ouch. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I went, ouch.
I'm not allowed. Yeah. I got more than one or two. I can't come up there.
But anyway, I think it's just that Jesse's Girl was such a, you know, it's kind of
iconic. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of...
That's what civilians think was your only big hit, obviously.
Yeah, it pushes everything kind of aside.
Let me play this song from the new album. Would you mind that? Is that okay?
I would love... No, let me think. Hang on. You know what? Yeah. Okay, right. Sure. Why not?
It's a new album. It's called Snake King. And it's got a song in there that's... But it rocks quite a bit. It's called Little Demon. My God.
That is hot.
Yeah, that is really hot.
Is that you playing a guitar?
Yeah.
No.
You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
You know what that reminds me of?
Patty, now do you see why I love him?
Oh, man.
You were talking about you wanted to do a blues album, but you go back to Fleetwood Mac in the early days.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of music they made. That reminds me of a song they did called Oh Well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's I do Oh Well live, so I want to, you know, you kind of get ideas.
Well, it's not
so
a rip of it. It's just, it's...
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of acoustic to electric kind of vibe. But Keith Olsen actually had a great story about Fleetwood Mac, because he produced Rumors, right? Keith also produced Jesse's Girl and Loved Everything for You. And when Lindsay and Stevie joined Fleetwood Mac, they made it like very pop, you know?
Right.
And Mick Fleetwood was kind of concerned because they've been a blues band. He said, wow, this is pretty far from the blues. And Keith goes, yeah, it's a lot closer to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
You must have, that must be the greatest charge to do a song like that.
Yeah. It's
because it's just so.
It's a very different album. And
I would imagine when you do it live, it brings the house down.
Yeah. We haven't done it live yet because the album comes out on the 26th, but we will. Yeah,
you might sink that boat you don't want to be on.
What's that?
Sink the
boat. No, I do want to be on the boat. Let's not. Wait. Hang on. The phone's ringing. No, man. I really want to do it. Honestly. No. I'll take it back.
The Snake King album with that song, Little Demon, on it comes out January 26th. You can pre-order it at rickspringfield.com. It's so great to see you, man. You look great. You look healthy. And it's nice to see an old friend in here doing well. Still rocking, man.
We both are.
Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
Yay!
Radio.com. Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.